Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. Ten thoughts about diagnosis in renal pathology. These are the things that I try to impart to individuals beginning in their study of renal pathology. Most of these are no-brainers, and others will not agree with them, but they are my thoughts, right or wrong. Number one, renal pathology needs a gestalt study and approach. The holistic approach includes putting together as much history and laboratory findings as you can get, as well as obviously combining the light, EM, and IF findings. All things should be considered since there is virtually no single lesion that is pathognomonic for a specific renal disease pattern. In other words, one lark doesn't ever make a spring. Number two, the commonest mistake is being in a hurry and not looking at all the material on all of the slides. The second most common mistake, in my experience, is accepting inadequate, bad slides or materials. Number three, many believe that the approach to interpretation of the renal biopsy should be in a standardized, systematic, orderly approach, that is, study of the tissues, low magnification, then glomeruli, then tubules, then interstitium, then vessels. That is the Perani method. Number four, in addition to looking at the most obvious lesions, one should also look at what is not there, such as mesangiolysis, larger arteries, etc., as well as the least involved structures, since mild may equate with early and help in the diagnosis, especially in more advanced lesions. Number five, one of the most important, if not the most important, traits of a great pathologist is to know what you don't know and not be afraid to ask for help. If you don't know what something is the first time you see it, believe me, you'll see it again and again and again, and that's quite frustrating. Number six, always know what the nephrologist's question is. That is, what do they want to know from the renal biopsy? More and more, it seems to me that the nephrologist asks the renal pathologist questions, such as heuristic ones, such as what to do next, what lab test, what therapy. Number seven, be sure and expand the differential diagnosis whenever you can. That is, expand the diagnostic box. Don't immediately jump to a diagnosis, since that may compound the logical fallacy, that is, mistake of confirmation bias. If you don't think of the diagnosis, you certainly won't make it. Number eight, you can't know what is abnormal until you know what's normal. Thus, the study and understanding of the normal renal structure and function physiology of the kidney is quite important. Number nine, with multiple diagnoses on the same renal biopsy, it is sometimes, often, difficult to know whether the multiple disease processes, that is, diagnoses within a single renal biopsy, are related, true-true related, or independent, that is, in older terms, whether it's a collision or a collusion. Following Occam's razor, entities are not to be multiplied beyond necessity or the law of parsimony. That may sometimes be helpful or sometimes can cut you. As Einstein once said, make things as simple as possible, but not more simple than they are. It is difficult at times to know, so you can only describe the possible relationships in your comments with multiple diagnostic lines, especially if each of them is clinically important. There's a separate podcast on that elsewhere. Number 10, finding out what happens to your own cases and biopsies is one of the best ways to learn and remember. Also, as said, the teacher teaches twice, and that means that the teacher in preparation often learns as much or more than the audience and the students. And of course, the people in the audience will often ask you questions that leads to further learning. Many years ago, while training with one of the masters of renal pathology, Dr. Conrad Perani, I noted that he wrote an article in an obscure, out-of-print, impossible-to-find book detailing some of his principles. These are some of those that I remember. I hope you would agree.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.